This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israel is pressing on with airstrikes on Gaza Saturday, including areas where it told civilians to flee. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israeli warplanes struck parts of the Gaza Strip overnight in relentless bombardments. They also bombed some of the last remaining slivers of land that Palestinians had been told to evacuate to in the territory's south. Meanwhile, more aid trucks entered the Rafah crossing as dozens of desperate Palestinians ran alongside in anticipation. Some clambered onto the vehicles and managed to grab boxes as the sound of an explosion could be heard nearby. The latest strikes came a day after the United States vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The vote in the 15-member council for a ceasefire was 13-1, with the United Kingdom abstaining. I'm Karen Chamas.
In a message from his office Saturday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanked the U.S. for its veto of the U.N. ceasefire resolution. He said other nations should know or should also understand that it is impossible on one hand to support the elimination of Hamas and on the other hand to call for an end to the war that will prevent the elimination of Hamas. Aid groups say Gaza faces an apocalyptic humanitarian situation and is on the verge of being overwhelmed by disease and starvation. At least 17,492 people, mostly women and children, have died in 2 months of fighting in the narrow territory. In separate statements, the Philippines and the United States Saturday condemned a high-seas assault by the Chinese Coast Guard together with suspected militia ships that repeatedly blasted water cannons to block three Philippine fishing vessels from a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. This is VOA News.